Force LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. I'm sorry we had to run those commercials. We got a little long-winded in the last hour there, and we had to get those commercials in on the show because folks pay to hear, have their commercials heard on the Outdoorsman Radio Show because we are so popular and, you know, well thought of that our sponsors just love us, and we love them. Speaking of sponsors, I was at Mil-Spec Dealer. Their Superior Truck Linings in Glen Burnie, right there on Dover Road. I'm talking to Bobby Hawkins the other day, and he's gotten in a new line of a product called a fuel box. You've heard of a toolbox. Well, this is a fuel box from the Mil-Spec company, fully sprayed with Mil-Spec material inside and out. These are diesel fuel tanks that operate like a toolbox on your truck. They run from 40 to 80 or so gallons, ballpark, and you can use them and have them hooked into your diesel fuel tank as auxiliary fuel, carry on your truck, or you can pump. They have a pump on them. They can pump right from the fuel box into your farm equipment or your truck at home or whatever, but it is pretty innovative. And the fuel box actually has a, or can come with, there's models that have a built-in toolbox. So you got a toolbox and a fuel box sitting in the back bed of your truck for diesel fuel. Very safe. Got all the baffles in it, everything you need. And you can either use it to supplement your own fuel tank in your truck, or you can pump out of the fuel tank the fuel box into equipment or trucks or some on another location. Pretty cool. You need to see that. If you own diesel equipment or you have a diesel truck yourself, stop by at Superior Linings right there. Then our other Mil-Spec dealer, Jack Carver, up there on in Catonsville on, why can't I say the name of the street? Look for Maryland Spray Linings. He features a product called RustGuard. Remember the old Z-Bart back in the day where they would, you know, take your truck in and or your car and spray the undercoating and inside the fender walls and all that stuff and in the, you know, all the spots that need rust-proofing? Well, they've got RustGuard there as well. So two things from our Mil-Spec dealers that you might want to consider. Rust proofing called RustGuard there at Maryland Spray Linings, and the fuel box right there at Superior Truck Linings in Glen Burnie. So just a little extra added attraction for those guys, and they deserve it. They've been with me for a very long time. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are things? Hello, Lee.
Good. Hey, really informative talk last week with Rudy. It's always nice to you touch on that every year.
Yep.
With the catch release. Alan, I picked up some information. The DNR working with some other fishermen, hook and line. These are I would think they're guides. I don't have names, but I know DNR. But they're putting, they're catching some of the large stripers, and they're putting transmitters on them, tagging them in these transmitters, and they're able. What they're wanting to accomplish is after these fish are being caught and handled and released, to see where they end up, where if they end up into the spawning rivers, or are they heading, staying at the same location, moving up into the upper Chesapeake. They all knew, this is all within the last couple days. This is, for me, it's hearsay.
Yeah.
Information, but it sounds very positive on basically an extension of as to what we were speaking about last week, the handling and how these large striped bass react to catch and release.
Yeah. Well, we've been pounding on it for as long as there's been a catch and release season. So maybe some of the comments are getting back to him. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You know, you've got a fish that's been caught in the open Chesapeake, and whether that fish is going to go into its spawning river. I think that's the concern. And then they're looking at mortality. You know, here's a fish that's been caught.
Right.
Is the fish surviving?
Well, I'm not as concerned about the fish surviving. I think that's been established by the catch and release. It's all has to do with water temperature and that type of thing. I think it more so has to do with how it affects the eggs. That's my concern.
Yeah.
What's going on internally? And I don't know if they can answer that, but I hope they'll get some insight into it.
Yeah. That'll be interesting of how much info they get. And, you know, Alan, the good thing is it sounds like some progress is being pushed in the positive direction to get some good information.
I'm very happy with that. I hope that's true, Lee. I do.
Yep.
Wonderful.
On the fishing note, a buddy of mine, they're starting to catch some hickory shad at the mouth of Deer Creek and up at the mouth of the Octorora.
Wow, okay.
That's unusual to catch them up that far that early. They're not
that's true.
Any numbers, but I always like to know that the hickory shad are coming up, and the white shad and the white perch will be making their presence.
Yep, before too long. If the catfish don't all eat them.
You know, I know when I catch, the funny thing, Alan, is a lot of the recreational fishermen that I've been seeing in the Susquehanna are catching these blue cats and they're letting them go.
Yeah,
they're not killing them. They're not keeping them. They just flat out let them go. And this isn't just in Maryland, but all throughout other states. I mean, if you watch some of these, YouTube and I don't follow a whole lot of it. Everything these guys catch, they let them go. And some of them are pretty, big flatheads, blue cats, channel cats, but. Yeah,
not like there's a shortage of them.
Correct, but I'm even seeing this in the lower Susquehanna where they're letting them go. So not a good thing.
No.
Good thing is my daughter's up in the Detroit River catching us some beautiful walleye.
I saw a picture. They're great.
Yeah, they're really good eating fish.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to go to my little pond that I fish in and was able to catch a really nice bass off the shore. I had a good time throwing his little jig. Single jig with a single hook. Had a good time.
Did you
and everything are starting to wake up.
Good. Did you happen to catch a $100,000 to $500,000 pickerel that you threw back?
That, you know what I'm talking about? Is there one of them out there?
Well, New Brunswick and Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If you don't throw back your pickerel, if you throw back your pickerel, you're subject to $100,000 to $500,000 fine if you keep it.
Yeah, well, I know the guy that caught the state record Maryland pickerel, and he's all against killing these pickerel.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy, you know. Maybe they must be quite a problem. But, you know, I have seen Alan where pickerel and crappie, and you know, even at Loch Raven, the crappie back in the 70s, they were studded.
Oh yeah.
You know, it was nothing to catch a 5-gallon bucket full of crappie, but if any of them were 9 or 10 inches, you had a trophy.
Right.
You know,
biggest black crappie I ever caught was in Deep Creek Lake. It was 14.5 inches. I thought it was a pretty good crappie at that point. I know there's bigger ones, and the whites get a little bigger, I believe, than the black crappie. But you know, when I was a kid, I used to catch black crappie in a pond in New Jersey that were just immense, and loved catching them. Never thought anything out of it because we caught them, you know, like that all the time. But and that's my biggest black crappie, and my biggest rock bass came from the same spot in Deep Creek Lake within an hour of each other. The rock bass was 10.5 inches long.
That's a big rock bass.
That's a big rock bass, yeah. Big red eye, goggle eye, whatever you want to call them. But, yeah, I mean, I caught them when I was a kid in the Juniata River and everywhere, you know, and they were fun to catch. You know, just the little ones. I'd catch pumpkin seeds and bluegills and rock bass, and, you know, I'd wade out as far as I could in the Juniata River. I had hip boots on, and you know, I got out to right to the edge of my hip boots, and then I took another step. I was continuously wet. I'd step in a quarter inch over my hip boots and be wet all the time. But you know, that's what I did as a kid. Had a great time. I had a great childhood fishing. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well. And I know they're good eating too. Any of the panfish.
Oh yeah.
But great eating.
No question.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to pass on that.
I'm glad you did, buddy. I really am.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll probably have. I might have a little. It'll probably get onto the Maryland DNR site. Fairly shortly.
Eventually, yeah. I'll reach out. I got a lot to talk to those folks about and some things to consider. So we're considering a picture on the front cover of Maryland Loves Crabs. And by the way, folks, Maryland Loves Crabs coming out in first week of May. So we need pictures of you eating crabs, catching crabs, that type of thing. Email them to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I know some of our listeners have responded in the past, but we're considering a cover, listen to this, Lee, with female crabs. I want to know if that would raise any controversy if we showed a female crab in a situation we're talking about on the front cover of Maryland Loves Crabs. If it causes controversy, it might also provide an opportunity to talk about female crabs and their harvest in Maryland. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know if the listeners know, but commercially, that's where your female crabs come from. The recreational, you can't keep them.
Can't keep them, right. Yeah, they are commercial. Absolutely.
It's only commercial with the female crab. I know when I catch them, what little commercial crabbing I do, I tend to let them go.
Yeah. Yep. Some guys do, but there is a market, and they are legal. There's nothing, there's nothing illegal about that. But they are the future of the crabs, just like, you know, we talk about the spawning rockfish. So.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm a hypocrite. I love catching those smallmouth off the beds in the reservoirs, you know?
Yep. Yep, that'll be happening soon, too.
I hope so.
Very soon. Yep, you'll have a good trip.
If the water's up, one of the reservoirs, the water's down 12 feet.
Lock Raven's swelling. I would imagine Pretty Boy's probably should be closed.
Nope. Last I talked to my guy up there, Pretty Boy's 12 feet down. Lock Raven makes sense because Pretty Boy's releasing all the water to go down to feed the gunpowder.
Yeah.
And then the gunpowder runs into Lock Raven.
I wonder how many listeners know that the release of water from Pretty Boy has created probably one of the... from what I'm hearing, one of the top 100 trout streams in the United States. The gunpowder.
Exactly. It certainly has.
So the constant flow out of the bottom of the dam.
Yep.
In the summertime, especially, we've got a very nice cold flow of water that has enhanced that river.
Well, it sustains the trout population rather than, you know, put and take streams up in Western Maryland that, you know, dry up and don't have that kind of flow. So
right.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I've actually caught native brook trout in the upper reaches of the gunpowder and George's Run.
Yeah.
Above Pretty Boy.
Yeah.
Up there catching small little brook trout.
One of Kathy, my second wife's favorite fishing trips to take was up in the mountains of Pennsylvania to fish for native brook trout. She loved it. You know, you pull a 5-inch brook trout out of there, it's like a 10-pound largemouth.
And they're show me a prettier fish.
There are not any prettier fish. And by the way, in Canada, years and years ago, probably 40 years ago now, I heard a story. Fellows were fishing in Canada, and they had a guide. And this guy pulls in a 40-inch northern pike out of one of these rivers, right?
Uh-huh.
The guide says, "Snake, snake, snake," and he grabs his northern pike, and he smashes it to bits on the rock. And the guy's like, "That's the biggest fish I ever caught." They hated him because they ate the brook trout. Yeah.
He didn't give
the guy the option. He just smashed that fish all over the rock. You know, but what are you going to do?
Where my daughter's fishing in the Detroit River right now, they catch northern pike, and they're considered a fish they don't want. And I don't know whether they kill them or not, but
right.
Or they... But, you know, there's another story about the, you know, quote-unquote invasive species.
Exactly. Yep.
So. Yeah. It's really something.
All right. So Tacklebox Tim just weighed in. He saw it on Facebook that Lenny Rudo of Fish Talk Magazine was working with DNR on the satellite tagging of the big stripers.
So. You know what? Thank you, Tacklebox. That was the
That's what you saw.
It was Lenny Rudo. So,
yep.
That'll be good to follow that, and
good.
It'll be a positive progression to get this information.
Exactly.
For sure. Yep.
All right, Lee. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care, Alan.
You got it, man.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Right.
See you later. There he goes. Hey, folks. Alan Ellis here. Course, your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraising banquet on Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, aka Pintail Point. The doors open at 4 p.m. and you too can join the fun, and you can have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, which includes your membership in the Digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays if you like, for an additional $35 per person, and the range opens at 9 a.m. You can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets and play games for the prizes at the Rocky Mountain event banquet. And the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets for the event between now and then, throughout the month of April, just 4. okay, to some lucky listeners. All you have to do is call in to 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer, and that today is always Aaron, and he will be the one answering the phone. You've got to want to go. You've got to go and want to go and hopefully bring somebody with you. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet on Saturday, May 2nd, 4 till 7. Make it quick. Wrap it up. Get you in, get you out. It's at the Point at Pintail. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org. rmef.org, the website. For questions, call Denise at 302-335-3635. I'll see you there. Bell Creek Equipment, right up the street. Right there at 21927 Dover Bridge Road outside of Preston. Right there in a 30-mile-an-hour area at Bethlehem. Bell Creek Equipment open house is Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and Sunday the 26th. Great financing deals on all their equipment. What do they carry? They carry Bad Boy mowers. They carry CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. They carry Coyote tractors, Hustler lawn equipment, much more. Great financing deals as low as zero. Excuse me, 0% with credit approval. Giveaways with a purchase and vendor representatives on site you can talk to about all their equipment. There'll be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. And for the kids and for your entertainment, the miniature goats will be there, along with the secret world alpacas and miniature donkeys. Food trucks, including seafood, tacos, and meat, will be there. Something for the whole family. We sure hope to see you there. At Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland, 410-673-2700. Visit bellcreekequipment.net to see everything they sell. Watch their Facebook page for more information at Bell Creek Equipment, 410-673-2700 in Preston, Maryland. You know, our friends at Spurry's Tire Service, located at Dover and L8 Roads, they're just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Now look, they feature, specialize in, and promote American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they have all the other top brands. If something else fits your vehicle better, they'll recommend it. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model. Now, here's what I want to tell you, and this is the last time you'll hear this offer because it ends the end of March. Here's a great offer from Bridgestone Firestone. You purchase four tires, and it's time. If you got you through the winter, it's time to purchase tires. You get a $70 mail-in rebate. If you qualify, apply for and qualify and are approved for the Bridgestone Firestone financing, you get $100 more back. I took that deal. I'm on that program, and, you know, I'm paying for my tires over time, which is a great deal. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors and all the farm equipment. If you own any kind of tractor, any kind of trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires too. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Spurry's Farm Service Team goes all around to the farms and takes care of all the tires and all their equipment. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, and that includes my family and me. We're satisfied with over 30 years of service from Spurry's. By the way, if you see Mike Spurry out and about or, you know, in the shop, around town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. You know Mike. Everybody knows Mike. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Hit their website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384, or stop by for no appointment needed for tires, Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad,
Point, Aaron. I think he's bad. Bad to the bone. That George Thorogood? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, indeed. All right, who's on the line there, Aaron, buddy? All right, Dave, good morning. Dave, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, I'd say just another beautiful day in Maryland.
I'm glad to hear you say that. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to endorse that Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. That's a pretty good event that they have. I went to one number of years ago back at Martin's East.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
That was a nice event. And Pintail Point's one of your premier sporting clay ranges on the, I'd say, on the East Coast.
Yes, it is. So it's going to be a good day. You want your name in on the drawing?
Oh, absolutely. I think I might even be able to get my wife to shoot with me.
Probably. Wow, that'd be cool.
I have a friend of mine. He was lives over in Howard County.
Howard County?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ended up, he got a groundhog problem, you know.
Yeah.
So he calls DNR and he said, I got this groundhog problem. If I trap this groundhog, can I release it on state property?
Oh, gosh, no.
They said, absolutely not. Oh, so he calls an exterminator.
Yep.
And the exterminator comes out and he sets the trap up. They catch his groundhog and he calls the exterminator back. He said, there's a groundhog in this trap. Exterminator goes, well, I'm on another job right now. As soon as I get done here, I'll come on over. And he went out and he looked at the groundhog. Groundhog died. So the exterminator gets over to his house and he looks in the trap. He said, the groundhog's dead. My buddy looks up and goes, yeah, I can see that. The exterminator goes, well, if you have a shovel, I'll take care of the groundhog for you. So he gives him the shovel, and the exterminator takes the groundhog out of the trap and goes in the backyard somewhere in the back and takes a hole and dumps the groundhog in it. Pull covers him up, comes back and gives my buddy the shovel back. He goes, that's $300. So I asked my buddy, I said, did he say a few words of over top of that groundhog as he buried it? He said, I'm not quite sure, I wasn't there. I said, well, I guess he didn't have to afford a wake.
Right.
Just a bit of a story that happens.
$300, take care of the groundhog. You don't do it yourself. You get to pay that. You get to pay that price.
Yep.
So, I trapped 11 groundhogs one year in my little house in Baltimore County. They were under my shed. They were under my neighbor's shed. They were running back and forth in between. They're not difficult to trap if anybody wants to get a double door Havahart trap. They love cantaloupe. That's what groundhog lure is made out of, is cantaloupe. So you get yourself cantaloupe, cut it up, and toss it out there from the hole to the trap, through the trap, and out the other side, and you will catch them, no question at all.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to release them. Not allowed to release them in Maryland. You have to euthanize them.
My mom was living up in Carroll County, and she was catching them, taking them out to the Humane Society and trading them in.
Oh, man. I bet they didn't like that.
Well, they what else are you going to do to them? They'd euthanize them.
Yeah, well.
Trade them for a yard gnome.
I got you. Aye, aye, aye.
Last year, I was shooting at some of them, and my wife was saying, well, you haven't shot them. You've been shooting at them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well,
time to go get my eyes checked. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
All right, buddy. Well, you're in the drawing. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the groundhog story.
All right.
Talk to you later. Thanks. Let's talk to Bill. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
As I told the screener, I don't get up too often this early. You may have talked about deer wasting disease in the past, but could you explain anything about that?
Sure. Very limited disease. I think they've maybe tested. They test several thousand deer a year all across the state, and I think the total is up to, I don't even want to say a number, a couple hundred in Maryland that they found, primarily in the western hot zone, the CWD area. Chronic wasting disease is a disease that takes a long time to kill a deer. It's a prion in the brain. It's like Crutchfield-Jacobs disease in humans. It's like scrapie in sheep. It's like mad cow disease in cattle. Very rare, but it has to be, you know, guarded against. So there are safeguards in any of the counties that have, they found white-tailed deer through their butcher surveys. And the way they do that, we had deer tested this year ourselves, they will extract a lymph gland from the neck of the deer and send it for testing. And they do this a couple thousand times across the state in Maryland to see if there's any deer that test positive in different regions. So all the deer processors are CWD certified in those areas, which means they have to take special caution with the brain and the spinal tissue and have a way to get rid of that. And you don't get any of that back. So that's the main safeguard on CWD. None of it's ever been detected on the eastern shore that I'm aware of. It's primarily a western shore thing, and only as far east as Howard and Baltimore County, I think.
Well, Baltimore County is where I am. And yeah. The reason I'm really curious about it, we used to see 10, 12 deer in our backyard every fall. I mean, they decimate, along with the groundhogs, the garden. But yeah. This year, nothing.
Well, it's possible that they fell victim to another deer disease, which is not CWD. It's called EHD, which is epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is spread by the bite of a gnat. And that is a very quick-acting disease. It results after the bite of the gnat. There's like several different strains of it, I think seven altogether. I think we have three here in Maryland. That it results in a very high fever for the deer. It also results in organ failure, which it's called hemorrhagic disease because it causes their organs to hemorrhage, which results in a pretty quick death, usually within days to a week. The deer receive a very high fever from this, just like a person with a fever, and they will tend to go to water to try and cool down or a cooler area. So if you've got a stream nearby...
We do.
Okay, if it's on your property, you may find a carcass in the stream, or if it's off your property, you may not see them. But that's what happens, and that could happen to an entire herd of deer. It's not discriminatory as far as size or health of the animal. The biggest bucks are subject just as well as the smallest fawns and does.
If a carrion eater would eat a deer that was felled by one of these diseases, would it impact them as well?
No.
No. Because okay. No. I used to see a lot more foxes around, but I've seen a couple this year. But curious thing with the deer. I saw a doe birth a fawn in our backyard, too.
Very nice.
It was nice. And we used to have foxes up on our little kits up on the...
Well, there in the past few years, there's been a pretty hot parvo virus go through the fox population. And also, not just parvo, but the mange situation with the fox. You know, mange is pretty much usually fatal. They don't get over that too much. So that's a horrible disease to see a fox, in an emaciated fox with the mange on its back end and its tail, you know, no fur on its tail. It's pretty nasty to see. But they will eventually die. And a fox will seek shelter when it's at death's door on mange. That's why, mangy foxes are found in barns and horse stables and things like that. So you just...
One quick other unrelated question.
Yeah.
Ivyside. Remember Ivyside?
Yeah.
Did you ever fish there?
I did not.
Do you know what, is that part of Penn State campus, Altoona now?
I don't know. No. I mean, I'm from Altoona. Now, did I ever fish at Ivyside? I fished at what they call the Warming Dam on the Penn State campus. That was the first place I ever fished in my life. That turned into an ice skating rink in the winter, but My dad took me there for my very first fishing trip at age 6, and that's where we went, to the Penn State campus and fished the quote-unquote warming dam.
My dad was on the PRR. He worked there as a laborer, and I was born up there, too. So, Anyhow, well, good talking with you, Alan. You have a great show. And
thank you very much.
I don't get up this early much, but I'm 82 in a few months, so
I got it.
I'd rather sleep in.
I hear you. My dad was a PRR, Pennsylvania Railroad, police officer for 13 years, worked in downtown Altoona, and my grandfather on my mother's side was a brakeman for over 40 years on the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Yeah, my dad was a laborer. He went through, I guess, eighth grade, but he passed out the tools and got him back in at the end of the day. He had hurt his leg, so he couldn't do a lot. But
I hear you.
Anywho, nice memories, I guess, right?
Indeed, indeed. Thanks for taking me back.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. See you later. Bye-bye. You too. There we go. All right. Cool call. Let's see. We got to talk about some of our sponsors. We're getting down to it, aren't we, Aaron? Let's see. Who do we got left here? What's that? Oh, let's talk to Michael then. Okay. Michael, good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I just got my trout license. I didn't go last year, but any tips that you can give me on trout fishing?
Put and take trout will eat anything.
They catch them, you know, they're catching them and I'm not, but
Well, you know, this time of year the power bait works really good, the jar bait, Velveeta cheese, salmon eggs.
I didn't think of cheese. Okay.
Yeah, Velveeta cheese works great, little ball of cheese on a treble hook. That works good. Keep it on the hook. They used to have the little springs on the hooks for cheese and the jar baits. Small spinners, small MEP spinners. I mean, when I was a kid, trout fishing was nothing but CP swings and MEP spinners. They work great. If you're not a fly angler,
I have caught them on the MEPs before. One more thing. Up at Deer Creek, I was up there at Eden Mill.
Do they
stock above and below the dam?
I'm not sure.
I went on the website. I couldn't find any information on that.
Yeah, they just say the name of the creek. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You headed out today or this week?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get out there. I think I pulled a muscle on my shoulder, but I think I can still cast.
Oh, that's fine. Just, you know.
I've caught
put and take trout on red jelly worms, you know, the Haribo, not jelly worms. What do they call them? Gummy worms. I've caught them on those. I cut one open one day that had a cigarette butt inside. I've caught them on MEP spinners with a slice of orange peel on the back. They're pretty much opportunistic, and they'll eat just about anything you throw at them.
Orange peel. I would have never thought about that.
Nope. I did. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said it was just a little slice that I added it to the back of a MEP spinner, just like you would add a little twister tail or something like that. It's just an experiment.
Yeah.
Just an experiment.
I know my friend up in Minnesota, we were ice fishing one time, and he, as a joke, he put a cigarette butt on a, a hook, and I forget what he caught. You know,
caught something, I'm sure. Yeah.
Some trash fish, right? And it was funny. He won the bet.
Well, if you remember, what was the big sporting goods store in New York City that's now just nothing but a clothing store? Abercrombie and Fitch. Oh. They were great anglers, and one of them, Abercrombie or Fitch or whoever, made a bet with the other one that he could catch a muskellunge on a set of dentures. And he put a treble hook on tied a set of dentures to a treble hook and tossed it out and caught a muskie on it.
It's almost hard to believe. But
it is, but it's true. So,
yeah, those big fish, they were setting state records up there in Wisconsin and I think Minnesota.
Sure.
I used to live up there, but they caught some of those. Tiger, what's the crossbreed? Tiger muskies?
Tiger muskies between northern pike and a muskie, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They get pretty big.
Yep. That last fellow was from Altoona. One of the only places I know that they ever stalked the Amur pike from Russia, purebreds and crossbreds, was in Prince Galitzin State Park. And they stalked these Russian pike in there called Amur, A-M-U-R, and guys would catch those things, and they were monstrous. So, anyway, wow. Yeah.
Thanks
for the call. All right. Take care. Good luck. Let me know how you make out. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Hey, you put it off long enough. You did it. You limped through last summer. Now you want to do something with your backyard this summer. It's time to clean up the backyard. Time to clean up my front yard. I can tell you that. But Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture, patio furniture, tables and chairs in every configuration. Adirondack chairs that rock, Adirondack chairs that recline. You can see all that from Route 50. On Kent Island, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds with greenhouses and chicken coops and dog kennels and all that kind of stuff right there at Backyard Billy's in their backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles. Free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, barbecue grills by Big Green Egg and Memphis. They've got all the fireplace inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stoves in there, too. Great-looking garden decorations and plenty of furniture for any lifestyle theme or budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer, as I mentioned, in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue. Turn right off the exit coming from the bridge and right onto Drummer Drive, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's. Your backyard's going to look just great. Just great, I can tell you. All right, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. They're having their big event. That's coming up, the Chesapeake Chapter. I'm your master of ceremonies May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open there at 4 p.m. You, too, can join the fun. You can have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are just $50, and that includes your membership in the Digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35. The range opens at 9 a.m. You can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play for the games for prizes, and winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets for this event to lucky listeners. Just call in to WCBM 680. That's 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer. He'll send me the list. We'll do a random drawing here, and we'll notify the winners. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet, Saturday, May 2nd from 4 till 7. And don't forget sporting clays before that. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org. For questions, call Denise, 302-335-3635. We'll see you there. And one more thing I got to tell you about. Clyde Sports Shop has plenty, I mean plenty, of Browning X-Bolts. Yes, indeed. Every model, every shape, every configuration. They've got the stainless stalker. They've got the medallions. They've got the X-Bolt 2, the X-Bolt Hunter. See all the X-Bolt models in stock at Clyde's Sports Shop in any caliber you desire, in all the Magnum and short Magnum calibers, too. And great selection. There's no better time to own one. And by the way, if you shoot upland birds or waterfowl and shotgun sports, you can become a better wing shooter when you use a Satori from Browning. See all the Satori models in stock at Clyde Sports Shop. They've got all of them. Call for competitive prices on all the Browning firearms at Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
So one of our listeners, Joe, sent me an email and reminded me that one of the top trout baits is fly larva, a.k.a. maggots, which you can buy at your bait shop, which reminded me that there's another good bait, too, called mealworms, little orange worms, mealworms and maggots, baits I used to sell back in the late 70s and 80s when I was in the bait business, and they were top producers for trout. Anyway, there's the music. Get out, stay safe. Remember, God loves you no matter what. Love Him back. Love the Lord. Love your family. Faith, family, friends, freedom. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, right here on WCBM 680. I'm Alan Ellis for the Outdoorsman Radio Show.